Good morning. A Thursday morning, we are with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Center stage was the debate last night between the vice presidential candidates, the current vice president, Mike Pence, and Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential candidate and senator. They squared off on a number of issues, including the coronavirus and public health policy, the Supreme Court, in a much more calm and some said even boring debate. But there were sharp exchanges on issues. Your thoughts this morning of the debate, Al?
Well, I think you're right, David. The thing that everybody's talking about is the fly that was on top of Mike Pence's white hair. And the people who write about this stuff were keeping time on how long the fly was there, 2 minutes and something. Look, you came into this with an idea of who you were going to vote for and why. And nothing got changed. There were no home runs. There was no mind changers here. You had Pence basically towing the presidential line and doing what he has done all along, which is to be obsequious to the president. You had Harris coming along, and I think the most important thing she said all night long was about the COVID and the response to it and the fact that people have died as a result of it. You can't argue with that. You know, you've got the president now retreating to this stuff about how God gave him the COVID for some kind of divine reason. If there's one thing we know about Donald Trump, it is that he makes it up as he goes along. And we know that there are people who believe that stuff. So I don't think things have changed. The quick and dirty polling will soon be out. You have a pretty good idea of who people thought won. And if I'm not wrong about this, it'll turn out to be just what all the other stuff said. Joe Biden is leading by anywhere from 10 to a lot more points in this election. And I think that you're going to find that winners and losers in this vice presidential debate will be pretty much along the lines of the Biden-Trump split. As a forum for change, I don't think we learned an awful lot from this debate.
There was that moment where Mike Pence, the vice president, said that the Democrats would try to pack the court. That's why they needed to get Amy Coney Barrett in before the election, which had Kamala Harris say, talk about pack the court.
David, if there is one thing that the Trump phalanx has shown, is it's the psychological mechanism of projection. You put onto somebody else exactly what you're doing. And your reference just now is a very good point. So we have a president who has said that he wants her on the court so that when he brings up an election issue to the court, she'll vote with him. Are you kidding? I mean, what has happened to the rule of law, to the idea that you look at precedent? These people are always talking about originalism and going with the law and using their own minds on each case, but their votes are predetermined and we know it. You can tell pretty much as a case winds its way through the courts what the eventual vote is going to be on the Supreme Court, and it's going to be, if not partisan, philosophical, but more partisan than anything else.
Do Americans come away feeling that Kamala Harris can be president of the United States?
I think so. I absolutely think so. She's exactly what the doctor ordered. If you think about what she has achieved in her life and how she has the credentials of a former district attorney, a prosecutor, that's what Americans want to see. They want to know that they'll be safe. They want to know that somebody will have the guts to deal with a Putin or any of the other world leaders that need to be talked to strongly. She is strong, and we know she's strong. Now, do I think she goes into this debate without advice from presidential candidate Joe Biden and the campaign? I absolutely think she stayed within the parameters of what Biden has been doing. He doesn't want to be alarmist. He wants people to know that they're going to have a president who's got his feet on the ground. I'm sure that that's what she was trying to portray during this debate.
You referenced the fly that was on Vice President Pence's head for nearly 2 minutes or more during the debate that people were commenting on social media and on Twitter. One of the other things that was concerning people was Mike Pence's eye, I believe it was his left eye, was very red in the corner, and it seemed to grow and get redder during the night. Many people were pointing out that it could be pink eye, and that could be a sign that he's contracted COVID-19. This article here says, should be noted, Pence took a COVID-19 test on Tuesday that came back negative, but we know that the virus has infected the White House.
And now this speculation over Pence's red eye and whether he has COVID.
Well, David, I remember when pink eye was just a case of pink eye. people would go swimming. They get pink eye. We do know that Pence is a candidate to get this disease, just as so many people in the White House who have had anything to do with the president have done. It's a national disgrace. The president calls it a gift of God, basically, says that he's learned all about it, but he hasn't learned a damn thing. He gets up on that podium the night he comes back against, obviously, the doctor's advices and takes off that mask and says, well, nobody else is around except the photographer, who we all saw, was right behind him. He doesn't care about anybody but him. And the name of the game now is to win this election for him. That's what he wants to do. Right now, he's behind, and he's behind significantly. I'm sure he thinks that there's some way he can turn it all around. We'll see. He keeps implying that he's not going to leave office. And now Pence doubled down on that. We have the possibility, and I don't know why everybody isn't out in the streets with pots and pans now, of a president who's going to change our great tradition of the peaceful transference of power. I think he thinks he can't, because if he does, he's going to face all kinds of legal consequences because of this rather stupid fiction that a president can't be held responsible, one which the court has sort of answered. They said, yeah, you know, no person is above the law. Now go back down to the lower courts and duke it out. It was a bad decision by a Republican court.
Our political observer, Alan Shar, talk with us.